from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Jeff Cock, who they want? Is the columnist for the Daily Memphian. And he has taken the responsibility of the top 25 athletes of this century over at the Daily Memphian, which, I would say controversy is amok, no question about it.
Controversy is amok?
Yes.
Amok?
Yes, it is. It's running amok, yes. And this is why, you know, I've never sympathized with Donald Trump more than I have this poll. Because I feel like, you know, people are mailing in ballots. Dead people. Mailing. So, hey, be honest. When you saw some of those, ballots come in, you're like, did a dead person email this? Be honest.
We didn't ask Chris to vote because Chris Harrington, he's pretty upfront that he doesn't watch anything but basketball, right? So since this is all athletes, but every other member of the staff voted, and Phil Sugenborg voted, and I was just going through it. I'm literally writing right now because I'm doing little mini essays with all 25 athletes, and I'm down to the last five. And so I'm looking here, for example, it's probably not a spoiler alert to say that Ja is in the top five, right? That's not a spoiler alert, I don't think. You'd think Ja would be in the top five greatest athletes of the century, wouldn't you?
Yes. Yeah.
You would think that, right? So here are his, I'll read out the rankings. If you get 25 points if you were first, right, because there are 25 athletes, all the way down to 1 point if you were the person's last person they put on the ballot, okay? So Ja gets 25 points from this person, 25 from this person, 25 from this person, 25 from this person, 24 from this person, 18 from this person, and 13 from this person. So, like, you have one person who did who had him 12th, right? 12th greatest. So that's a pretty big spread. Or, for example, who else do you want to know? Like Zeebo. No, here's Marc Gasol. I'll give you Marc Gasol's votes, right? 24, 24, 24, 23, 22, 20, 20, 15. So that person had to miss his 10th or something like that. So some of them I just don't understand. some of them I literally don't understand. But, you know, people vote the way they vote, right?
Yes.
People have their own. I'll be honest. Tony Pollard is in the top 10. I think he's in the top 10. He's great, like tremendous. He should be in the top 25. I don't have any doubt. Tony Pollard is a tremendous athlete. Should be in the top 25. Should he be in the top 10? Now, mind you, 2,000-yard rushing seasons and a Pro Bowl. Like, that's pretty damn good. And we give him credit because he's from Memphis. We give him credit for what he did at the University of Memphis and what he does in the pros. Whereas, like, Stephen Gostkowski is not from Memphis, so he only gets credit for what he did at the University of Memphis, right? D'Angelo Williams, even then. Like, D'Angelo, I don't know whether he's not local, so we give D'Angelo credit for what he did at the University of Memphis, but not credit for what he did in the NFL. Powell gets credit for what he did at the Grizzlies, but not credit for what he did with the Lakers. Mark gets credit for the whole thing because he's like, you know, whatever. I forgot your ballot. I don't have it right in front of me. Who's right now, top of your head, your top three athletes in Memphis this century?
Mine?
Paxton.
Yours.
The ones that I sent you?
No, I don't even remember. Yeah, no, just tell me right now. Who's
number one?
Ja.
Number two.
Mark.
Number three.
And Z-Bo.
How about you, Jason? And should Ja be ahead of Mark, or should Mark be ahead of Ja? Mark's been to 3 All-Star games, Defensive Player of the Year, deep playoff runs, and gold medals, you know, whatever, because he's a Memphis High School kid. We count everything he did. Greatest athlete of the century.
For me, it was Mark. For me, it was Mark, because you have to, I mean, he gets a title because he's from Memphis, so we get the whole career with him. It's not just his time with Grizzlies, according to you all's.
But is he greater than Ja?
Is he greater?
If you just take a step back and say.
He is to me right now.
Ja the greatest?
I mean, Mark's on Hall of Fame. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. Ja, that's not
he
promised.
He will be a Hall of Famer.
That's not
he
promised for Ja right now. And so I can absolutely make the case that Mark is the most accomplished right now and could remain
the most
accomplished.
He is the most accomplished.
He could remain that.
There's no question he's the most accomplished.
Y'all have crowned Ja too early. It's part of the reason why we've had the hiccups that we've had. Let him go win something first.
You're blaming us. Now, you're blaming the top 25
list. Well, no, I haven't. Not so much the top 25. Now, straighten me out.
Yeah.
Gotti, not from here, on list. Jake Elliott, not from here, not on list. And as you have pointed out, if it is just their University of Memphis careers, is not Jake Elliott's better than Gotti's? Didn't we give Gotti, it feels like, subconscious votes for what he did in the NFL, which should not have been there?
I think there's no question. Like, if you are, let's say you're in a courtroom, right?
That's right.
And someone stands up and an outburst says, this guy says he didn't do this, but I know he slept with 10 different women and he's taking money and he's what? And the judge says, disregard that comment, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the jury heard the comment. I think the jury, in this case, Stephen Gostkowski's voters.
Yep.
You can't forget
They're
that he is maybe one of the greatest NFL kicker in history.
That's clearly
and maybe
what's happening.
You shouldn't. Maybe our criteria was dumb, right? Like maybe the criteria. It's weird. Isn't it weird that it doesn't actually feel misplaced if you did count Gotti's, you know, he's a Memphis guy, if you counted him as what he did in the NFL, whereas it would feel totally misplaced if you counted Powell's Lakers stuff as the greatest Memphis athlete, right? Like, that doesn't make any sense to be counting his Lakers stuff. But it's pretty clear to me. So I'm looking at Gostkowski's votes here. Someone gave him 21 points. That means 25. That means he's top five for that person.
Good grief.
If Stephen Gostkowski got... You can't put him that high without counting his Super Bowls. If you count his Super Bowls,
100%.
One of the greatest, like one of the greatest ever. So I think that was subconscious voting for
it was.
Gotti. It's funny, I saw Riley Patterson was cut today. We totally forgot about him. You know who else we forgot about for whatever? Who we probably should. He's not on the list, but he should be.
Bad.
Barrett Jones. Thad is not on the list.
Ooh.
Thad is not on the list.
Thad is,
and
a glaring omission. He should be on the list.
I don't think so. Never an all-star. Like, and you don't.
Wow.
And never, it's a hell of a list. Like, everyone on this list. Antonio Burks isn't on the list. Will Barton isn't on the list. It's a hell of a list. You've got to have all-star appearances to be on this list. Mm. Or first-team All-Americans or – like Thad is a great Memphian who's done great things here and was really good in high school and had a long NBA career, right?
It's the longevity that you're rewarding. He's made more money in the NBA than Penny Hardaway has. I mean, it's the longevity you would be rewarding, and that's straight out of Memphis.
But is longevity greatness? Where's the greatest ever list? Where's Barrett?
To get you in a top 25, Jeff, that's got, you know, some other guy that some that are seriously questionable. I would absolutely say.
Who do you want to bounce them? That's a fine question because you've seen the lowest 15. Who do you want to cut? You want to cut Nina Davis? That's fine.
best women's basketball player certainly that's on this list. I don't want to cut Nina.
First team All American, literally first team All American, and Thad wasn't that. You know,
Barrett's NFL career was rough.
Didn't he retire?
Here's what's weird.
Or he didn't.
Barrett's high school career, like we have a couple of high school athletes in the top 20 in the list, maybe top 15, Harrison Williams and Rachel Heck. Right, they're both like great in high school and great in college. Right, like tremendous, and they're both on the list. Barrett, great in high school. I mean, he was the best offensive lineman in the country.
Politikoff winner.
And he won three national championships. How many national championships did he win? Like, he was as I think his high up through college. I think his careers are as good as Rachel's. And Harrison Williams, I think we subconsciously, and maybe it's not fair, ding him for a pro career that wasn't great. But we don't. And Nina Davis never even played pro. Like, really, she never played in the WNBA. Like, well, you know, so it is weird. Like, I think Barrett maybe should be on this list, and I hate to say it, he's not.
Yeah, there's a lot of like sneaky ones, you know, that just kind of pop up.
Well, there's so many. Michael Orr. Like, what is he? Like, where's right. Michael Orr?
Right. Well, him and Thad. I mean, two of the greatest athletes come out here in the last 25 years. That's all there is to it. I mean, they both are. They're just that.
Who?
Yeah. Thad and Michael Orr. Both of them are. Like, I know.
Michael Orr.
He won a Super Bowl. I mean, he was a first round draft pick.
Yeah, he never made a Pro Bowl team, and he never made an All-SEC team.
But because Joe Jackson won a CUSA Player of the Year and a couple of league championships, he's a better athlete. And he won a state title at White Station. He's a better athlete than Thaddeus Young, who went on to have a double-digit career, lengthy career in the NBA.
I don't think we're measuring how high they can jump or how far they can run. We're talking about what they achieved as athletes. Yeah. And yes, he is the second leading scorer all time in Shelby County basketball history. And what a rich history it is, right? So he was a hell of a player. He's a two-time all-conference, two-time conference tournament player, and a one-time conference player of the year. And he's, I think, the sixth leading scorer all time.
Yeah, I mean, again, I don't think that stacks up to a double-digit NBA career. He wasn't good enough to make the league. And that's so Thad gets – you get nothing for being in the league for, 15, 16, 17 years? And
You don't get nothing. Shane Battier isn't on this freaking list. You know, like, Shane Battier isn't. Paxton Lynch isn't. Like, there's so many great athletes who aren't. I do think we are measuring accomplishments as more than just, like, athleticism. Although, like Calvin Austin, honestly, he's on, I think, partly because of it, and Tony Pollard, both because they were quote unquote great athletes, right? They are undeniably great athletes. So, I'm the one who actually in the poll brought up Thaddeus Young. So, he's clearly deserving. He's had a great career, but I don't think we're just rewarding longevity when you don't. Listen, he's a great human being, a great citizen, whatever. Do you think when you think Thaddeus Young, do you think greatness? You think longevity. You think longevity, class, all of that, right?
I think pro.
I don't think
greatness. I think one of the best, if not, I mean, it's right up there with Penny. He's made more money than Penny in terms of pro career.
Well,
of course not the highest accomplishments, you know, and the fact that he's not a, you know, an all-NBA player certainly hurts him, but any list that he's not ahead of Calvin, with all due respect to these, I mean, that doesn't. The way you stay in the league and make $180 million is because you're
fair point. By this definition, we should just have whoever was a pro.
Yeah. But by this definition,
well,
we should
no,
just say
that's
whoever
not,
was a
well,
pro.
Well, it's
and
not anybody just that he was a pro. It's that he was in the – he has
– No, but by his standard, what he's saying is he made it in the league. He's got to be better.
No, he made it in the league.
Who didn't make it in the league?
He made it. He made it. He's been there for 16 years. He, like – He is the best
Whereas
professional we've
Joe,
ever
Joe
had.
Joe wasn't good enough, and I love Joe to death.
And you need to be accountable, and you need to be held accountable.
But Jeff said he's the one that said Thad should have been on the list.
Hold
now,
on.
It's
let
weird.
Me,
he's arguing
me,
against
hold on.
It.
Hold on. I have John's ballot here. Let me see if I see Thad on it.
No,
hold
I didn't.
No, and I've told John
and
that he should have had him on
this. Oh, look at this. John is
This
in
is your accountability turn. Don't you hold up my ballot like it's the worst because
John,
yes,
John, his
because
ballot.
We all know that you got
a,
some of those ballots that were sent in inevitably. I'm just going by the list. I'm looking at it, flaming piles of dog crap.
Who had Gotti top five? That's crazy for the criteria. Gotti top five.
Well, why is Tony Pollard top 10? Right,
I'm not defending all these. I actually am defending not having Thad on the list, but I'm not defending. And I'm the one who brought him up in our group, but I'm not defending all of the. This is not my list. It's a consensus. No, to me, the bigger objections are. Here's what I have said: you can't tell the story of Memphis sports without Antonio Anderson, Shane Battier, and Paxton Lynch this century, and none of them are on the list.
Right.
But that's because. I think that's if you're talking about impact, of course they would all be on the list, right? But if you're measuring it also by, you know, all NBA teams, all conference teams, like that kind of thing, they just like don't. But like I don't know who would be on Brady or Paxton. You tell me of the quarterbacks. Of the quarterback,
I say Paxton because he got drafted in the first round.
It shouldn't have.
But as you said, Brady White dinked and dunked his way to 4,000 yards. He's not a better quarterback than Paxton.
He took him to the Cotton Bowl. He leads the friend. He's won more games as quarterback than anyone in Memphis history. And
it just comes down to what you weigh. He was not once ever considered a professional prospect. He couldn't even hack it in the AAF.
What's funny is that we end up.
Yeah, you take cuts at these guys. Yeah,
end up crapping on some of the all-time greats who just didn't have to be on the list.
Like, I mean, I love
like
Calvin.
I'm anti-Fad, and all of a sudden,
I think we got.
I'm gonna be honest with y'all. Got Stenhouse too high. That man ain't no damn athlete. He gets in the car, does the work. I know he's what he win a Daytona, whatever.
He won. Stenhouse is.
Damn.
He won the biggest prize in his sport. Unless you're just not going to count it as a sport. This isn't a – pretty clearly as athleticism.
I mean, he's low.
If you're going to line up Tony Pollard and Sean McKeel to run a race, I'll take Tony Pollard. You know, Sean McKeel ain't going to win that race.
A lot of people – what was Stenhouse, 25? So a lot of people didn't have him on their list, though, right? I mean, that's
no,
what's
no,
clear.
A lot, at the end, here's the truth. Right. We have another 30, 40 people who got votes. Like there are a lot of people who, I mean, I have a we're gonna publish an others receiving votes thing.
What about Lauren Roberts? Lauren Roberts from Memphis. He's in the Tennessee Sports Hall of Fame.
Lauren is not on the list, but he could. He's not on the list, but he could vary. But a lot of what he did was in the previous century, so therefore he's not. Here you go. Here among those who have not made the list, just to be clear. Grizzlies, Shane Battier, Mike Miller, Desmond Bane, Rudy Gay, Lorenzen Wright, among them, okay? Memphis basketball players, Antonio Burks, Darius Washington, Antonio Anderson, Joey Dorsey, Will Barton, Jeremiah Martin, Precious Achiuwa, Kendrick Davis, DeAndre Williams. Women's basketball players, Tamika Whitmore and Nikki McCray. Most of what they did is the previous century. That's why they didn't
right,
make
right,
it. Memphis
right,
football
right.
players, Jake Elliott, Daryl Henderson, Danny Wimprine, Paxton Lynch, Riley Ferguson, Seth Hennigan, Kenny Gainwell, Antonio Gibson, preps, James Wiseman, Alex Lomax, Eric Gray, Michael Orr, Jordan Ware, Thaddeus Young, baseball, Albert Pujols, Stubby Clapp, golf, Doug Barron, Lauren Roberts, other, Gabriel Rose, Joe Salisbury, Garrett Hines, he won a silver medal in the Olympics for bobsled, and Ross Pauly, soccer player. Like none of those guys made the list. That's a hell of a list. That is those people who are not in the top 25 of the century. It has been a hell of a century. To me, that the biggest lesson that I take from this is it's been a hell of a century. And the other thing is I'm right in the top five right now. I just don't think there's any doubt about the top five. I mean, it's in the end, greatness, you know it when you see it. right? Like, and I don't think I'm no secret here. Like, you see Derrick Rose play basketball.
Well, I mean, Jason says y'all basketball. Clearly don't know greatness when y'all see it because you didn't have that in the top 25.
How dare y'all?
Or you play, or you see D'Angelo run, right? Or you, like, you see Mark and the guys at the very top, they had the accomplishments and they're awesome. Like, you just feel watching there's never been there's never been a football player at the University of Memphis like D'Angelo Williams,
right,
who pulled you out of your seat that
right.
way. Yeah, the numbers are the numbers, and all the accomplishments are the accomplishments. You just watch and you knew, right? And it's a little bit the same to me with Ja. It's the same, you know, you remember Zebo destroying people in the playoffs. Like, the guy, Derrick Rose, I have Derrick Rose ahead of CDR. CDR is more accomplished. But who epitomized greatness? That's Derrick Rose. I was just looking at his stats.
That's Derrick Rose.
I was just looking at his stats for the for the NCAA tournament. And Derrick Rose just destroyed. Who did he play in the tournament? He played Drew Neitzel, DJ Augustine, and Darren Collison, and he outscored those three 73-24 over those three games. Like, he just destroyed them. Zach Randolph, in the series against the San Antonio that the Grizzlies won, and the series against the Clippers that the Grizzlies won, right? In all eight of those games, going against Tim Duncan and Blake Griffin, all eight of those games, he outscored Tim Duncan and Blake Griffin. Like, and all their wins.
It really is amazing.
I mean, those two, like, not even one game did Tim Duncan outscore him. Like, it was just the guy. So I'm very happy with the top of the list. And
it's every it's the every other number outside of the top five that we are embarrassed by, which is fine, right? I mean, that I do think it's an impossible task to get this down to 25, because inevitably you're going to leave somebody out. It's just the truth, and you know, Jason's proven that you can't make everybody happy. You know, but I do think that should have been it. I do. I think that should have been in. I told you that.
I blame you. You didn't have it on your list.
You should send in a new ballot then, John. Yeah.
Well, no. Here's the thing. Here's why I didn't think about that. And again,
because he wasn't on the initial ballot.
Well, he wasn't a.
We hadn't thought of him to put him on the ballot.
He wasn't.
That's why you didn't vote for him.
He didn't go to Memphis.
That's why y'all forget about him.
It's true.
It's subconsciously.
He didn't play for the Grizz. You know,
he didn't play for the Grizz. He's going to go to. And did he move here late? What is he? Where did?
Yeah, he moved here a little late. Yeah, he was like, you know what, middle school or something like that. High school.
I mean, but he's a Memphian.
He is.
Count him
he's
as a Memphian.
I'm just saying that's why it wasn't. He wasn't top of mind. Again, should have been because
I think he wasn't top of mind because he. But yeah. I don't know that I would have.
What about Lou Williams? We counting Lou Williams?
He won some awards.
He was sixth man of the year.
Well, what gets you on here?
Do we count Lou Williams? He was born in Memphis.
But he left in the sixth grade.
No,
y'all say he doesn't count.
He went to Georgia, I think.
He left too early to be.
He left in the sixth grade. We do not count Lou Williams.
But he grew up here for the first 11 years of his life. I mean, that is.
Yeah, I don't count Aretha Franklin.
What about Ric Flair?
It's the Marc Gasol. You have to have done the high school.
What about Ric Flair?
I think he's done the high school.
Ric Flair has wrestled since 2000, so we didn't even consider him.
Well, Jerry Lawler has been wrestling.
That's we didn't have him. But Jason says wrestling's
that
not
part
a
of his career is to be forgotten.
Jason is just tough grader over here.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.